Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
This will be airing, I believe, Monday, December the 8th. This is always an interesting time. And this year, I think I shared that Linda and I think we're actually leaving today on the 8th to go to Bavaria, Germany, to be with Linda's family and do the tour of the Christmas markets.
What a fantastic time that's going to be. Those markets, you've done them before, correct?
Yeah. We've done them. Well, we've never actually done them in. Well, we did one in Europe right at Christmas week.
Okay. Yeah.
But most
so
of the time
we lived in Germany for a couple of years, pre-kids, fun season to be over there for sure. So it's been 30 years since we've done them. But it was this time of year, it was absolutely amazing there. These beautiful Christmas markets, and it's just so festive and fun. You guys are going to love it all.
Did you speak German when you were there?
No. Well, so Dan and I did take a few lessons before we went. And what we found is as soon as we would open our mouth and say a few words, they would appreciate the effort. And quickly, their English was so good that they would quickly respond to us in English. And so what ended up happening, lazy on our part for sure, but we kind of learned through reinforcement that if we knew just enough German, then we could get away with making an effort and they would turn and speak to us in English. And so we never really embraced it fully. We knew just enough to get by.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The Linda's family all speaks English, and their kids, they speak perfect English. It's really funny.
Right. Yeah, they learn it young. They start young in the
preschool
school there.
Yeah, they learn it, and they're really good at it. So it's a nice thing to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We're looking forward to going, and they'll love taking us around to the different markets, which they enjoy.
Yeah,
but they enjoy showing us, so we're looking forward to that. We're talking about this issue of forgiveness, reconciliation, and we've gone through the process of everybody is faced with the fact that the requirement to have a relationship with God is perfection.
Mm-hmm.
We have a sin nature that can't achieve that. So that's why Christ said, well, I've solved your problem. I forgave you by going to the cross, taking on your penalty, finishing it, and now offering you the opportunity for reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
And we who are believers, you know, we can understand that pretty well. You know, is everybody forgiven? Yes. Is everybody reconciled? No. Even though it's his will, he says, my will is that none shall perish. So he's inviting everybody to reconcile, but we know they don't because they have to make a choice to process that truth, receive that truth, repent, and say, I receive God as my Lord and Savior. And that kind of makes sense to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That, it's not guaranteed. We know his will is to have them all receive him as their Lord and Savior and receive the opportunity that he gave, which is all you got to do is believe it, and then you transfer from death into life. So we understand that. Now, here's where the difficulty for believers. Okay, fellow believers, they've already reconciled with God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, how do they treat me awful as well?
Right.
What about them?
Mm-hmm.
And see, the church has kind of set up a false truth about that. And that is that, well, because they're a fellow believer, you should just put up with it. And you be the holy one. You be the one that overlooks it. And Christ said, well, that's actually not true. There is an issue here of not being reconciled to me.
Right.
While you know your eternal destiny.
Mm-hmm.
But there are issues, there are consequences to relationships if you, as a believer, don't go through what's needed to be reconciled with another party who you've harmed.
Right.
And I remember we talked about that if I harm somebody, and I know I've harmed somebody, I'm supposed to stop. You know, I said, stop your worship of me even.
Right.
And go be reconciled. Mm-hmm. Well, what does that mean? I'm sorry. What do I need to do to make it straight? And I'll take on that burden. Let's go. He said, mm-hmm. you'll benefit from that in a great way. Now, if somebody's harmed you and they're not willing to do that because they're not even identifying it.
Right.
What happens to their situation and what happens to my situations? We're going to talk a little bit about this and build upon this because what we're trying to do is get into the sticky, difficult things of reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, ideally, and the very best, and we hope couples, you know, particularly couples learn this, is are you going to offend each other?
Mm-hmm.
Let that couple person identify it for you, process it well, say, I do understand how I did that offended you. By the way, a lot of times it's not even purposeful.
Right.
It's just, you know, it's through being too busy,
mm-hmm.
miscommunication, something that happened. I didn't purposely do it, but I know I did it.
Right.
Okay.
And we do have to leave room for the fact, again, in different personalities, I could very well do something that truly does cause you hurt and causes harm to you. But if the same thing had been done to me, it wouldn't have fazed me. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes that we find ourselves, you know, perplexed by somebody even bringing something up because we're like, why in the world does that offend you? Rather than looking at, okay, there is a reality it created this emotion in you and it created this feeling in you. So let's talk about that. And it doesn't really matter whether I fully understand it or not, or that I would have received it the same way or not.
Okay. So let's talk about that because that's kind of an important input there. Based on a certain personality, somebody does something and typically it wouldn't offend you.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have an example? I have some examples of that, but do you have any example that you could share as a,
I'm sure if I thought about it, I would, but not off the top of my head right now. So if you have something off the top of your head, go for it.
In my case, because of, again, personality, I operate in my thought life and the way I communicate is, you know, just characterize it as bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
It's just information. There's no negative intent behind it.
Right.
It's
to
just
the point.
It's just to the point. Okay, so that somebody who communicates to me that way,
mm-hmm.
I actually appreciate it.
Right.
So I get an email. I don't have any, you know, how's your day going? You know, are you feeling good today? I hope you're having a good day.
We have very different conversations.
Yeah. It would be, hey, you needed to know something. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. Fantastic. Excellent. I communicate back, you know, and we're getting there quick.
Mm-hmm.
To the point, and it resonates with basically the way that I operate. So when somebody does that to me, I feel actually good about it. Okay, now mm-hmm. the other direction, not so.
Right.
I send a bullet point email, which is my typical email. People have told me that, you know, Rich, it would be a little bit helpful if you softened your. See, I don't do harshness. I just do direct.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom. I don't say, are you having a nice day? Hey, what's your thought? I just, here's information. And
right.
So they said, you know, it'd be helpful if you softened it. And they said, there's a situations for you, Rich, that might be better done by phone than email.
Mm. So they
and
hear your heart more.
Well, yeah.
It
and
hard over text. Yeah.
And they recognize that, oh, I'm just trying to get there. And actually, I'm much more friendly on the phone because I'm willing to listen to anybody, you know, so they're talking about their day, you know, sure, how's it going? But I don't include that in my tech and my email.
Right.
See? So they will be offended, and they really are offended
mm-hmm.
only because of my style, and they read into the way I do it as
right.
you know, you're kind of unfriendly, or you seem more, you know, too forceful or whatever. And now, by the way, not my heart at all.
Right.
I'd be happy to talk to anybody anytime.
But
about
that
anything.
Is their interpretation of it.
But that's
moment.
Their interpretation of it. Now,
yeah.
It offended them, is what you're saying.
The feeling it stirred in them is real to them.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. See, at that moment, because the way they function, it did offend them completely inadvertently, not purposeful. It would be helpful for them, for themselves first, and then for me would be to say, mm-hmm. hey, Rich, you know, could I talk to you about something? And now they could even do that by email if they wanted to. But let's say they do it by, hey, I'd like to talk to you about this. When you sent that email, this is how I received it. The way I'm built, it seemed a little bit too direct. It didn't seem like you cared much. And I thought you weren't interested in what I wanted to do. And I think differently than that. Could you see that? And see, I can say, sure, absolutely. I know I'm different. I know how I communicate is different. I want to let you know, no intention mm-hmm. to hurt you. I do hear what you're saying. I'm sorry. I'm going to work at that better. Mm-hmm. And I'll try to soften it a little bit better. And then number one, number two, and this is what God hit, and this is a real situation, see, because God showed me this. He said, I'm going to let you know, Rich, mm-hmm. when you might be better off talking to somebody than emailing. Mm. And I've gotten better at that. Yeah, you know what? And by the way, it's easy for me and best for me if I could just email, because I can dictate it, boom, 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 it's done.
Right.
I got to talk to somebody, it takes time.
Yep.
but he true. Says, hey, if you really care, I want you to call and talk. Okay, I can do that. Now that person, first of all, that energy is resolved for them. Mm-hmm. And it's really there. And they have to share that with me. And they can do that with forgiveness and with a nice, gentle way. Okay, let me process that. How about if I did this and this and help me with that? And if I send you one that you seem like it's harsh or too direct, I'm giving you permission. Let me know. And let's work at this. Now it resolved their issue. Real issue, but it helped me have a growing of my love for somebody, my desire to please somebody in a positive way, to not just be arrogant and say, well, that's how I am. So put up with it. You know, it's like, no, Rich, you can alter how you do this. By the way, a lot of people actually like what you do. So it's right. It's not universal, but when you get notified of it mm-hmm. or aware of it, I'd like you to do it differently. Sure. I'm going to grow. I'm going to have a more pleasant life. They're going to have mm-hmm. a more pleasant life. Why? Because we both process the truth.
Right.
And it's going to be required of that to do that. So I'm glad you brought that up, that a lot of times we do things not purposeful. Mm-hmm. And when we don't, actually that other person that we've harmed in some way, it's actually beneficial that they bring it up.
Right. Yes.
Because it doesn't, no, you know, I'm so sorry. I didn't do it on purpose. I see how you could take it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me work at that better.
And bringing it up, what that does too, is it takes away the ability for the enemy to get in there and work division.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Because if you don't bring that up and you just continue, then a root of bitterness is going to start to take root, right?
Yep. 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 And so our question is that, well, what do we do with believers who have this? Yeah, they're reconciled with you eternally, but how do we handle today? You know, and so mm-hmm. first of all, go to 1 Corinthians 3:11-15. Paul actually talks about this.
Sure.
What does he say? 1 Corinthians 3:11-15.
For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it. Because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire.
Yeah, so he says that if you think of the two dimensions of the Christian life, the first one is the transference from darkness into God. By believing what he did for me at the cross, I'm an unbeliever. I stand condemned. Mm-hmm. I only have one remedy, which is why God keeps saying, you know, to us, keep sharing that with all unbelievers because they need to know it,
right.
That they're separated from me and there is a remedy for that. And if they receive that, they will cross from death to life and spend eternity with me. Mm-hmm. So he said, yeah, that's true. And that's good. And so you were one of them. You were condemned. You were separated. You understood what I did at the cross through forgiveness. You processed that truth and you were reconciled with me. Mm-hmm. Now, he says, that's the first step. The second step is how you live your days out. Mm. That just because of that doesn't guarantee you that you're going to live the life of the covenant, one. Two, that you live your life according to my instruction of building things that are precious, which is living out the truth. Mm-hmm. He said, so now you have a choice. And at the end of your life, there will be basically an evaluation of that. Mm-hmm. Did you build a precious life based on truth, live out the truth, or was it wood, hay, stubble of no value? Mm-hmm. And everything you did didn't last at all because you lived a life of the flesh, not the life of the spirit, which mm-hmm. I'll give you that choice even now. So in other words, you can live your whole life with has no value. Mm-hmm. You get to be with me. That's the good news. If you truly made that transaction, but your whole life was of no value because you lived that. Now, this goes back to our statement that we built our ministry on. Apart from me, you can do what?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
If you don't walk with me and abide with me, you're going to have a life of wood, hay, stubble, and it's all going to be burned up.
Right.
One of which is how you treat people. Mm. And are you willing to work toward harmony with everybody that you're involved with, particularly when they let you know that you've offended them? Mm-hmm. Are you willing to go through that truth and process that back to a point of reconciliation based on you processing that truth with them? You know, like the example we just gave, somebody said to me, hey, Rich, you know, your email sounds like kind of harsh and it kind of bothered me. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, ideally, see, my response would be what? Sure, let me talk to you about that. What did I do that did it that way? Right. And well, how did that impact you? And why did it impact you? And they explain it. I said, ooh, I can see now how that did it. I want you to know it wasn't purposeful. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel that way toward you at all.
Right.
And if somebody would have done that to me, I wouldn't have received it that way because I would have just thought it was normal. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to work at this. You know, I'm so sorry. I'm going to work at this. We both had a heart to process that relationship issue. And I just built my life on the foundation of Christ, the truth, mm-hmm. and it turned precious stones. It wasn't wood, hay, stubble. Why? Well, because relationships is a big, big, big piece of life.
Right.
And am I going to build precious things by working at it? Mm-hmm. Or am I going to ignore it and be worthless? And so there are people that are going to, unfortunately, be worthless, even though I would like them not to, but that's what's going to happen.
I think something important to bring up in this also is, you know, you talked about the case where somebody's coming to you and they're saying, but honestly, sometimes people don't have the skill set or even the boldness or the confidence, any of that, to actually take that initial step. And this is where I think there's such an importance, because the principle doesn't change in what he wants for our relationships, right? And for the precious versus the wood, hay, and stubble. And so in that, learning to keep short accounts, you know, learning to walk in forgiveness should be a constant allowing God, you know, is there anything that you need to show me in my heart that I have caused this division? It doesn't mean that person has to come to me. And if they don't bring it up, then I don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Because God knows our hearts. He can reveal. I even think of a situation with a dear friend recently that just, you know, I had been praying, yeah, God, if there's anything, you know, anything you need me to know, just again, practicing the keeping short accounts, bring it up. And he highlighted to me that in the last few interactions with this one person, it had been a little off. Just something just seemed off. And there's the question, do you care enough about the relationship to actually go there and find out, you know, to have the hard conversations? And so I was able to actually, God prompted me to go to her and just say, hey, I don't know what's going on. I do sense there's something here. Is there anything that you need to talk about? Is there anything that I have done that has offended you in some way? And we were then able to have this big conversation on it that was beautiful. She was grateful for it, but she wasn't going to be the one to initiate it. That's just not where she was in her walk right then.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good point that, you know, God will give you a little bit of, you know, hey, did you notice?
Right.
And that something's slightly off here. I wonder what it is. Maybe I should just ask him.
Yeah. And it's that simple so often, just bringing darkness into light so that it can't take root.
Yeah. Because you're inviting then, hey, I noticed and I want to make sure our relationship is really strong and good. So is there anything that we should talk about? Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to do it, you know, and if you open that up, generally people say, yeah, actually there is. And mm-hmm. here's this little thing, you know, So that's the moment where you listen well. Mm-hmm. You don't get defensive.
Right.
You just say, okay, I could appreciate that. It wasn't with purpose. I didn't purposely do it. I'll work at this. And why? Well, because you love each other. You want to have a relationship with
matters.
Each other. And we're different people. And we mm-hmm. have different thoughts about stuff. So that's why it's always a process that your relationships, you're always going to have these things. And by the way, guess what? The enemy is working overtime to create that wedge. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you could build a little wedge and then it kind of gets deeper and deeper and deeper only because you didn't really address it when it was little.
Right.
And you said, keep short accounts, you know, so that's kind of the basis of it. So as we look at this, it's that, yeah, how you handle relationships as a believer matters. Yes, you could have eternity with me. That's good. And I'm glad you're going to do that. But the life in between of our physical life, that matters how you handle relationships. Mm-hmm. And it's not to be ignored.
Right.
It's actually to stimulate each of you to do what? Build it with precious things.
Yes.
Based upon the foundation of Christ, which desires truth mm-hmm. and a process of working through relationships. And it really does matter. So, Father, we thank you for the simplicity of that truth. We pray that we'll receive it, that we have to work that on both sides, our mm-hmm. side of it, to always be willing to do it. And then two is when others are involved, that we would invite them to it. But if they don't, we know that there's some consequence to that. And we have to understand what we do with that ourselves, because we're not the ones to cause them or force them to build things that are precious. Even when they're building wood, hay, stubble, we really are not responsible for that. And so we just pray that we'll understand this in a deep way and have a desire to work through relationships all the time. And we praise you and thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much, Rich. And thank you, listeners, for joining us. If today's broadcast has brought up questions for you, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. We would love to talk about them and look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.